لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال تعالى من عمل صالحا من ذكر إلى أنثى ومؤمن فلنحيينهم حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحمد لله رب العالمين رسول الله تبارك وتعالى once again has given us this opportunity of coming to the house of Allah تبارك وتعالى on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and listening to the talks of Deen so that this by listening to the talks of Deen those talks that are given in the masajids on the day of Jumu'ah or other occasions how can this become a means of getting us closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that not mere listening to bayans listening to lectures it must have become a riwaj, a ritual if you listen to a lecture after listening to lectures, we find that it doesn't motivate us to do things. So these talks that take place in the masajid, the Jumu'ah, is a means of focusing, of getting our focus like in the dunya, while Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the dunya. The purpose of our life in the dunya, have we forgotten what Allah Ta'ala has sent us? Am I fulfilling the object of my life in this world? Or have I forgotten the purpose of my life? Have I become attracted and distracted by the things of the dunya? And that life that is going to come, that life that is a reality, the life of qabr, the life of akhirah, which is the reality, have I forgotten that I have to make preparation for that life? So these talks of deen, this is for this, inshallah. First of all, for the speaker, those who speak, this is for us, first of all. Not that we are addressing the people. This must come into our lives, first of all. At the same time, it becomes a means of nasiha, a reminder for others at the same time also, inshallah. Because we are insan is forgetful. And insan, we need reminders all the time. We have to be reminded all the time. The nature of insan is to forget. And the dunya is such, the things of the dunya, is such that being deen, dunya makes a person forgetful. This is the ulama explained. This is the effect of dunya. Is it the effect of asbab? Asbab means, by indulging in means, this creates negligence in a person's life. This creates ghaflat in a person's life. Indulgence in means. Because when a person indulges in means, now when a person indulges in his business, his occupation, whatever Allah Ta'ala has given him to live to fulfill his needs, when a person gets involved in that, these are asbab, these are needs, these are means. But when a person gets involved in these things, then a person will find that, we find ulama explain, that this creates negligence in us, ghaflat in us. A person becomes beings to forget what Allah Ta'ala sent us in the dunya. And that becomes an object of our lives. So the natural effect of asbab, of means, spirit of dunya, is it creates in us negligence, ghaflat. Makes us forget what Allah Ta'ala has sent us in the dunya. Makes the things of the dunya, makes it a purpose of our lives. And unfortunately, a person's entire life passes in that manner. That a person now makes the dunya an object, makes wealth, his position in life, His occupation in life makes that an object of his life. Keeps that in front. Forgets the tab of the Akhirat. And passes the life in this world, ishpidlis. Without making any preparation for Akhirat. The life that is the life of Qabr, which is the reality. The life of Akhirat, day of Qiyamah, which is the reality. And every day of our lives, every second of our lives, every person is going towards his Akhirat. Life is getting shorter every day, ishpidlis. Life is not getting longer. A person's life is getting shorter every day, every second of the day. That goes past, every minute that goes past, every day that goes past, our lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And we're going towards the life of Qabr and Akhirat, the life of Qabr and Akhirat, spiritual brothers. So the life Allah has given us is life is an accountability. A life full of responsibilities, a life of accountability. We're not here just to spend time and go away from the spiritual brothers. Life is an accountability, a responsibility. That we have to answer for how we spent our life in the dunya. وَجَزَارُ الْقَلَمُ عَبْدٍ حَتَّى تُسْأَلَ الْخَمْسٍ. In the day of Qiyamah, persons will not be able to move until he answers these few questions. The fellows realize that we are responsible in the dunya. We are not here just to pass time, we are responsible to spread that person. The person will not be able to move until he asks, How did you spend your life in this world? How did you spend your life in this world? The first question in the Qabr, then a person will have to answer, is Ma Deenuk? What is your Deen? What was your Deen? So when a person is accountable, Ishqadrus, that is, that for that accountability a person is asked. We employ somebody in a business, we employ people in our businesses, in our factories, we give them responsibility, we make them managers, we make them directors, we give them certain responsibilities. And then in turn, we ask, are responsible for what we have given them. And we question them about it. If anything goes wrong, then they are questionable. They are answerable. They have to answer for what was gone wrong. Why? Because they were accountable for that. The responsibility was given to you, now you have to answer. Similarly, this life of the dunya also, it's a life of responsibility and accountability. We are not free. That we are going to answer, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask us, that Ma Deen, what was your Deen? Did you make the yearning in this dunya? Did you prepare yourself and did you come to me? I sent you for a purpose in this world. Did you spend the time in this dunya correctly? Did you keep the life of Qabr and Akhirat in front? Did you keep it in front? Or did you spend your time in accumulating the dunya? Dunya is an attraction. Allah Ta'ala has created dunya, but dunya is an attraction, an imtihan, examination. Allah Ta'ala has created life and death. So then Allah Ta'ala may ask us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, that who is going to come and face me with good amals? Allah is going to answer our amal. We have to answer to Allah Ta'ala about our amals. That how many of you have come with amal? And ahsan amal means that good amal, amals that were accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But the amal is with us, they just relieved us of our responsibility today. Then unfortunately we find when it comes to amal, when a person is better with us, we find that we are lax, we take it easy. A person wants to do amal, but he wants to do amal quickly. A person comes for salah, then you see that we want to perform more salah very, very quickly. We perform the tarawih salah quickly, whatever it is, we want to do amals very, very quickly. And we want to leave ourselves of those amals, is better with us. Why? Because we haven't understood the importance of amal. Amal in the dunya, iman and amal in the dunya, respect with us, is a means of our prosperity in the dunya also. So the barakat of amal, a person Allah will look after a person in dunya. The barakat of our salah, a person will be looked after in this dunya. The person of our good actions, iman and amal, this is a means of a person's well-being in dunya also. The akhirat will be respected with. Today, The understanding is of the ummah is that today, then the person feels that my deen is for my akhirat. We have fixed deen for our akhirat and dunya for dunya. Already Allah Ta'ala has given us dunya for, Allah Ta'ala has given us deen for our well-being in dunya also. And the eyes of the Quran Kareem over and over again, he said, Allah Ta'ala mentions this over and over again. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, those people who bring iman in amal, Allah Ta'ala has promised them rizq-e-kareem. What is rizq-e-kareem? Rizq-e-kareem means honorable risk. Sustenance which is honorable, respectable. When a person will be given sustenance with honor, izzat, respectable. A person doesn't have to work hard. Not with distaste. But Allah Ta'ala will give him to the barakat of iman in amal, his actions, and his serving with Allah Ta'ala, according to the deen in his life, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his deeds in the dunya also with respect and honor, respect. Not only that, Allah Ta'ala means that Allah Ta'ala will make it a means of his maghfirat, of his forgiveness also, respect. So deen has benefited in dunya also in akhirat also. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْسَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah Ta'ala says that those people, those male and female, who bring iman in Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who bring iman in Allah, and do amal as-saliha, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. That we will give them such, we will be best them with such a life, that is a life of طيبة, a good life, a life of happiness, a life of peace, a life of barakah, barakah in our earnings, sukoon in our hearts, peace, contentment in our hearts, peace is spread over us. This is a person's objective, a person's size for happiness, for prosperity, a person's was love and muhabbat, and with his wife and with his children, with his family, in his neighborhood, in his society. We are looking for peace, we are looking for happiness, we are looking for prosperity, we are looking for barakah is spread over us. But if you look at, but today, we are making effort to achieve these things through asbab, through means. Not connecting ourselves to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, respect that brothers. Because what the eye sees, it's the effect of that affects the heart. So all these things are not connected to asbab, to things of the dunya, respect brothers. Allah Ta'ala has collected these things through iman and amal only. A person will take out time for deen, will take out find time for amal, inshallah, then Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, will bless him with these things. Today, the three amals, amals, unfortunately, because today, the yaqeen of we are doing amals, but the yaqeen and the conviction in these amals are not there. So the yaqeen is not there, the conviction is not there, that to my namaz, my Allah will make my akhirat, my Allah will make my dunya also. Because of that, we define that today there's negligence. A person now will neglect his salah because of that. There's no yaqeen in that, respect. There's no yaqeen in the words of Allah. There's no yaqeen, there's no conviction in the words of the Rabbi of Allah Ta'ala, respect. Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَصْرُكَ رِزْقَ وَنَا نَرْزُقُكَ. That wa'amud ahlaka bis salah, that you command your family with salah. Command your family with salah, make them punctual with salah. Make an effort to bring this great command of Allah in their lives. And you yourself will be of Allah, you also be firm on it. Na'anun narazukuk. We are not asking you for sustenance, sustenance is our responsibility. We are not asking for sustenance. But sustenance is our responsibility. To the barakat of the salah, to the barakat of iman, amal, Allah Ta'ala will sustain us. Allah will sustain us through His qudrat, respect. Sustenance is the sole responsibility of Allah in the dunya, respect. Allah is sustaining every person, every individual, every white and every European, respect, every black and every person Allah is sustaining. Every animal Allah sustains, Allah looks us. Allah sustains, Allah creates deeds, Allah Ta'ala through His qudrat, Allah Ta'ala fulfills the deeds of every person, respect. But today because we get involved in asbab, we got businesses, Allah Ta'ala has given a person asbab means. When a person makes effort on this asbab, then we find that the yaqeen of this means And this is the hard experience that was. Now a person's yaqeen is just from Allah, reach towards this means. Now this means becomes a means of, now this means govern a person's life. This means becomes a means of governing a person's life, control a person's life. In accordance with this means, a person now experiments, lives a life. Now he forgets the commandment of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. He forgets the purpose of his life, he gets involved in his dunya, ishpadud. So the Allah is sending us in this world, ishpadud, for this purpose. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, la tulikum amwalakum wa la awladukum an zikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَ ذَلِكَ فَوْلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ But people of Iman, don't let your wealth and your awlad, your wealth and your children deprive you from the itaat, from the zikr of Allah, means from the itaat and from the obedience of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And because all of us, we find that all of us, myself and God, every one of us, today when it comes to deen, we are relaxed, we take it easy, we are not particular, we are not conscious. When it comes to deen, a person is very, very particular, meticulous. When it comes to his business, we are meticulous, particular. We take our time. We take our time. We do things correctly. We do things perfectly. Something goes wrong, then it disturbs us, it hurts us. Why? Because the effort on that, the effort that we have made on those things, now the yaqeen of that has entered the heart. The azmat and the diggers of those things has entered the heart, inshallah. And the yaqeen of the zat of Allah has left the heart. The yaqeen of the cause of Allah has left the heart. The yaqeen of the forces of Allah, of the life of the source of Allah has left the heart. So these things have affected us, inshallah. So for this we have to make effort to understand that Allah Ta'ala has, that amal is the greatest means of achieving success in dunya and akhirat. Amal. Nothing else but amal. Nothing else but iman and amal. Iman and amal. All the time Allah is reminding us, iman and amal, iman and amal. Every day, 5 times a day we are reminded, Hayyar al-salah, hayyar al-falah. Hayyar al-salah, hayyar al-falah. This is a reminder on daily basis Allah is reminding us. Come to salah. Collect your salah. Bring your salah onto it to such a level that you have yaqeen on your salah. That yaqeen that you have built on your means and your asbab, now that yaqeen you have on your salah. That through my salah Allah will look after me. This is deen, this is iman, this is amal, ishpadud. If this yaqeen and this yaqeen is not developed, this conviction is not developed in the Zadat of Allah, and in amal, in the commands of Allah, and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that we will neglect the commands of Allah. This, the amals of deen, Allah's commandments, and the life of the Prophet sitting in our lives. Why? Because deen has become a secondary thing in our lives. The importance of deen has left our hearts. And the importance of this dunya has ended the heart, ispredded brothers. We must have heard this bayan over and over again, ispredded brothers. But we have to understand the reality of it, inshallah. That Allah has given us iman. Allah has given us deen. Allah has given us this great ni'mat. It's like a person, well, I might explain that example, beautiful example. It's like a person, tell a child, that you go and get me some medicine. He goes, and he gets involved, he sees friends, he sees some entertainment, he gets involved in that entertainment, and he comes back without the medicine. A second person, we find that a person, he goes, he gives me money, you fight him, that I need his medicine, it is urgent, you go and get it for me. He goes, he looks for the medicine, even though the money wasn't enough for him, but he utilizes his own money, and he gets what was required from him, and he comes back with it. So from this example, this is our condition. Allah sent us in the dunya, but we have forgotten the purpose of our lives. We have forgotten what Allah has sent us. And we have busied ourselves with other things. And when the time going to fit Allah, and now it's time for accountability, then a person realizes, Allah, what have I done? Have I misused this life? Did I waste this life? I didn't face by Allah with any amal whatsoever. That those amals, the purpose that I was sent for, on the other hand, a person, this is the second example of that person, mashallah, who was given responsibility, and he fulfilled his responsibility. only that, but he eternizes, but he fulfilled the right of the responsibility, and he faces, and he comes back with those medicines, the spirit world. What will be his condition? So may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, how can this deen become the most important thing in our lives? When this deen will become important, inshallah, everything in this dunya will become in order, inshallah. That peace that we are looking for today, that happiness and the sukoon that we are looking for today, all of us are striving for that peace and happiness with our, in our country, first of all, in our locality, in our country, the economic situation, inshallah, in every condition. The solution to every condition, whether individual, whether it's collective, lies in the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Make deen in our lives, bring this yaqeen, spirit brothers, that Allah Ta'ala is in control. Allah Ta'ala has kept our success in dunya and akhirat, in iman, in amal. And the importance of amal has to come in our lives. So do we take this amal seriously, spirit brothers? We make effort on amal, and we take out time for amal, spirit brothers. We take out time for Allah. Today we have, today we got time for everything else, spirit brothers. Then ask ourselves, how much of time am I taking out for my Allah, spirit brothers? I have attached myself for everything else. How much of time is my salah enough? Ask ourselves, spirit brothers. Is my salah enough? My salah that I perform so haphazardly, Allah forgive us. Did we come first when we go out first, spirit brothers? Is this salah enough? From the well-being of dunya and akhirat, we have to ask ourselves. Have I made enough effort on my salah, so that the salah can become a means of turning to Allah, spirit brothers? A person makes enough effort on his salah. Have I asked the ulama ikram? Is my salah correct or not? A person performed salah. A sahabi asked him, after performing the salah, a sahabi asked him, how long have you been performing such a salah? He replied that for so many years, for 30 or 40 years, I've been performing such a salah. Then the sahabi replied, if you face Allah with this type of salah, not even one of your salah would have been accepted in the sight of Allah. So we have to ask ourselves these things. Is my salah correct? Is my dealings correct? Is my ma'asharat, my social life correct? Am I doing things correctly to please Allah? Because I am accountable. I'm not free in the dunya, brothers. How I earn my money, I am responsible. How I spend my money, I am responsible. Every action of us, of ours in the dunya, we are responsible for, brothers. So may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, and may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah Ta'ala give us time to check out, give us tawfiq to check out time for deen, so that deen can come in our lives, life of our families, and umrah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.